Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Holding my Sasheni Daf Yud Ches in the Oiz V'Odr edition, Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Gimel in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah, Mois Chulin u'Mois Ma'aseh Sheni Shelis Pazru. So you have coins of Chulin, you have coins of Ma'aseh Sheni, and they all got mixed up. They're all scattered around. Mashalikit likit l'Ma'aseh Sheni. So you go wherever you pick up the first coins that you pick up. You assume it's nice to share any money. The Gemara is going to explain why you assume that. But as any coin that he's picking up, that's the Ma'aseh Sheni money. Achi Yashlim, until he reaches the amount of the Ma'aseh Sheni that was scattered. V'ashar chulin, whatever is left, is chulin. Im bolal v'chofan, but if he mixed it up, v'chofan means he puts it in his hand, so he took all the coins, mixed it up very well and put it in his hand. So then, l'fi cheshbon, then you say, we have to do proportionate. So if there's 2/3 Ma'aseh Sheni and 1/3 chulin, you can. So every money that you take is 2/3 Ma'aseh Sheni, 1/3 chulin. Continues the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Zakla, this is the rule. Hamislaktim l'Ma'aseh Sheni, fanivlolim l'fi cheshbon. If you're picking them up one by one, you assume whatever you take is Ma'aseh Sheni. If they completely mixed up before they were scattered, so then everything you take based on the proportionate amount. Continues the Mishnah, Sela Shel Ma'aseh Sheni v'Shechulin Shenisarvu. You have two sloim. The two sloim were made out of silver, and that's the main coin that we use for Ma'aseh Sheni. Now you have two sloim. One Sela is Ma'aseh Sheni, one Sela is Chulin. What should you do? Mivi b'Sela Mois. It brings Mois, which is copper coins, and he says that the Sela of Ma'aseh Sheni should be Mechulol, should be exchanged for the copper coins. Voimer. So the cell, wherever it is, will be mechulul on these copper coins. Then what he does is, he takes the nicest coin, the nicest silver cell that he has. If you have two, he takes a nicer one. And he says, okay, now this will be Ma'aseh Sheni. So I take whatever kedusha that is on the copper coins, and you exchange that for the big silver coin, the nicer silver coin. Now, why do you have to do that this way? You could have done something much easier. You could have taken one of the coins, the silver coins, and say, if this is Ma'aseh Sheni, great. If it's not Ma'aseh Sheni, so Ma'aseh Sheni will be Mechulol on this coin. Why don't we do that? So the answer is because you cannot be Mechalel silver on silver. The Iker Chilul Ma'aseh Sheni is to take fruits on money. And then you're not supposed to take the money and be Mechalel them until you bring it to Yerushalayim. And to be mechal silver coins and silver coins, Rabbanan prohibited. You cannot mechal silver coins and silver coins. So what are we doing over here? We're mechaling silver coins on copper coins, and then mechal it back. Why do we do it that way? So that's what the Mishnah explains. Mipeishah omu mechalim kesav al nechoshes. They are allowed to be mechalil silver coins on copper. Midoichak, not to do it lechatchila. Only in the case when you're stuck. Lo yishei kaim ken, don't leave it this way. Don't go back, put it in silver. We want the coins to be silver because silver is easier and to bring to your shalim. They don't become rusty. And therefore, the silver is the preferred coin. But silver and silver we don't allow because it's not their chil. It's not the new way of chil. So you have to do a silver and something else. What are you doing? You're doing copper, but only temporarily. You bring it back to the silver after. Continues the Mishnah with Shamoyim. Lo yase odom et solov dinerizov or b'sil matir. Shammai said, don't make the selah, which is silver, into golden coins. He still said, you could. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. I did take the coins of Gamliel Rabbi Shua and turn them into dinar ezov. So the Gemara, Omav Zeir Kedei Lesacher Sheni, meaning you want the Ma'aseh Sheni to benefit. We're referring you to the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says that when you have scattered coins, whatever you take is Ma'aseh Sheni. So he said, this is the better thing for Ma'aseh Sheni. Why is that? Shema yoivdu hashar v'yu eilu shbiyodo tfurusim ala sheni. Because maybe until he picks up the coins, some of the coins will get lost. So then I want the coins that he picked up, that will be Ma'aseh Sheni. What's sure is sure. You make sure you have Ma'aseh Sheni. Once you pick the Ma'aseh Sheni, then you go on to continue picking up the chulin. Om zeir v'tzorich lat no yisve lo imar im eilu shlamatu sheni yu eilu shbiyodo tfurusim alem. Says, yes, we are saying whatever you pick up is Ma'aseh Sheni. But we do know it may not be the truth. It may be that Ma'aseh Sheni is below what he didn't pick up yet. So therefore he has to do a condition. He has to say, im elu shavatam sheni, if below me this ma'aseh sheni, yoli shebiyodi tvusim aleihem, so then I'll exchange the ones that I have right now in my hand, they will exchange the ones that are below. This only works if he's collected randomly from the scattered coins. But if he just took out from one row, from one, just one area of the coins, so then that's considered to be as if he mixed them up. Because we don't assume in one row, that's all ma'aseh sheni. If he's taking from scattered different places, so you assume whatever you pick up is ma'aseh sheni, and in the worst case it isn't, you're mechalel that you do the exchange. But it needs to have at least a chance that everything you picked up is ma'aseh sheni. Kedinas d'gmar if yitchesem with base. Abayisi b'shem rapidayo, abayoyinu b'shem chizkyo, ein b'lilo l'biyayim b'shem b'lfad. They say no. Mixture is only in liquid, only wine and oil. But if you have solids, like fruits and coins, then you don't say there's a mixture. Abayichinu ama'at kezeisim aniblonim. Until the size of an olive, kazais, so then it does mix up, even if it's a solid. Liquid or small solid items mix up, but not anything bigger than a zeis, than an olive. So the Gemara L'chur Masniso Pligol Abirchanon. Our Mishnah is arguing Abirchanon when we speak about coins, because it says in Bolol V'chofan Lifi Cheshbon that there is a mixture in coins. So L'chur our Mishnah is arguing. Now, of course, our Mishnah is arguing on Chizkio because he says there's only mixture in liquids. But isn't it also a question of Abirchanon? Says the Gemara Apostle Lo Ad Kazeis. We talk about coins which are smaller than the size of an olive. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, Mislaktil Ma'aseh Sheni V'Nivlonim Lifi Cheshbon. That was the rule that we said. That if you're picking it up, so then, and it was never mixed, so God just scattered around, so then whatever you pick up is ma'aseh sheni. But the one that got mixed up, whatever was put together, nivla, mixed before, so then you have to do based on the proportionate value. So my b'yisa, aboy m'shavuno, sakos mastiso, anivlolim, ve'anichfonim, lefi cheshbon. The Mishnah says not only that was mixed up before, it was also picked up in the hand. As the Mishnah said before, bolal v'chofan. So as Mefarshim explained, the even though the end of the Mishnah does not mention chafino, but it refers to what we said beginning, it has to be chafino as well. The mixture needs to be that he mixed it in his hand, then it's a good mixture, and then you go with a fi cheshbon. Here's the one that says, so if you have the coin of ma'aseh sheni and the coin of chulin, the silver coin that got mixed up, so you go and exchange the selah for the mois of copper. So the one time benazoim mirishtaim. The amount of copper you have to bring is the value of both sloim, not one selah, but two sloim. Even though only one selah is ma'aseh sheni, you still have to bring double the amount. Now, why is that so? The Gemara is going to explain in a moment. Zeiro amar, ma bechelmo, what did I see in my dream? Kad yeche l'ula by Shmuel kufta shmeina, that was feeding ula by Shmuel a big fat piece of meat. So what is the meaning of the dream? Pshat is that he's going to give a good explanation to ula. The next day, Ula came to ask Rabbi Zeiro the question. Why are you bringing copper coins, the value of two sloim, of only one selah as ma'aseh sheni? Because he told him I have to bring more copper coins, so he's going to come and redeem it quickly. We want him to redeem the copper coins for silver. So by doing that, by forcing him to bring more copper coins, he's going to redeem it quicker. So we tell him to bring the copper coins, the amount of two sloim, two silver coins. Then you redeem the two silver coins with the copper, even though only one of them is ma'aseh sheni. But he wants now to use the copper coin. So what he's going to do is he's going to quickly bring a silver coin to be ma'aseh sheni and redeem the copper coins, which only portion of them is ma'aseh sheni, for the silver coin. And then he's be able to use the copper coins. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Yud Ches.